Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to Adam Carriker on The Ticket on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Adam Carriker on The Ticket. Now, I actually had somebody text me a question. Let me see. All right. I know we're friends. I'll keep their name out of this, but let's use better English. It's hard to read the question. I think basically what they're asking is what my thoughts on Bill Callahan was, having played for him. You know, it was interesting because Callahan, you got to keep in mind, he was fresh off the Raiders. There was a lot of hurt feelings on his side. In fact, my former defensive line coach, rest in peace, John Blake, he was a former head coach at University of Oklahoma. He told me that Callahan used to come into his office, you know, usually about once a week when he first got there, and then it kind of went away over time. And he would, I don't want to say break down, but he had a really hard time. Okay. And he knew Coach Blake kind of had that head coaching experience. So he kind of tried to, you know, learn a little bit from Coach Blake, I guess, or whatever you want to take it, kind of feed off each other. There were things that, you know, I wasn't crazy about the fact that he didn't respect Nebraska traditions. There were certain traditions he just didn't respect. When you look at, he recruited well. When you look at the offense actually did pretty well. There were certain things that he actually did pretty well. I would have liked to have thought, had we did a little better on defense, and I'm on that defense, so I can say it. You know, I mean, we led the nation in sacks with, 50 sacks in my junior year. So there were certain things that we did well. You know, maybe that could have helped out just a little bit. And me being one of the leaders on that defense, you know, I kind of shoulder that too. So it's one of those things where I think you look back on his era now, you compare it to a Mike Riley era, you compare it to all much love to Scott Frost who wants to get back into coaching, you compare it to a Scott Frost era. And I think people view it a little bit differently than they did immediately after that era was over. So I think Bill Callahan, there's certain things maybe I wish would have gone differently. Not maybe, I wish would have gone differently. I think there's certain things he did actually do fairly well. I did recruit well. You know, I think people viewed it completely differently right after it was over than they do now. At least some folks, not everybody. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. So we do have questions that are rolling in here. So let's get to them. Notorious B.I.B. Hey, glad to have you back. It's been a while. Adam, after losing to Creighton, wouldn't a win against Ohio State in baseball feel pretty good tonight? Yes. We win 10 in a row and we were bound to lose, but did it have to be against Creighton? Oh, I just want nice things. Nebraska baseball is ranked 110 in a row, having a great season, much like so many of other Husker sports. Proud of them, but did it have to beat a Creighton? Were there mock go big red chants afterwards? Not cool. Yes, beating Ohio State would be pretty good. Although, let's be honest, it's kind of Nebraska and Michigan in the Big Ten for the most part, and I know Ohio State's pretty decent, but in baseball anyways. So, yes, beating Ohio State would sure be nice. Jerry and Casey, where do you see the biggest improvement taking place with the Huskers offense? Quarterback position or wide receiver? Both. Both those. Those are the two I would go to. Man, the offensive line's going to be better. They ran, they did run block. They ran block, proper English here, Adam, or just some sort of English that's coherent. They ran block pretty well last year, as we know. They didn't pass block the best, but, you know, we struggled to be accurate. We struggled to have wide receivers get open, which needs creates a need for the O-line to pass block longer, and then the guys aren't open and the quarterbacks are struggling. So it all goes together, as I mentioned earlier in the show. I think the quarterback play is probably going to be better. If Harburg starts, I know everyone's anticipating Dylan. I get that. I'm still saying open competition. If Harburg starts, he's got to be better than he was a year ago, especially after he got banged up. If he gets beat out by a freshman, then you got to assume that they were better than who we had starting a year ago, because you got to assume Harburg is better. And if they beat him out, then they've, you know, obviously they look better in practice. Dylan Raiola has certain skills that maybe no quarterback ever at the University of Nebraska has had when it comes to arm strength, talent, things of that nature. Man, looking forward to that equating on the field. Hopefully that is the case much sooner rather than later. He's still a very young man. So I would say quarterback and wide receiver. It's funny you went to those two positions. You talk about Jamal Banks, Isaiah Nair, Malachi Coleman's going to be a year older. He was a true freshman. You got Jalen Lloyd, who was a speedster, made some big plays for us. He was a true freshman. Now they're all a year older. Now you're bringing these other guys who've started at other universities and been all-conference type players in other conferences. Isaiah Nair with the Mountain West, then he went to Texas. You got Jamal Banks in the ACC, probably the most accomplished transfer that we brought in, along with Micah Mazuka, the bazooka, at offensive guard. So I would think quarterback, my biggest hope is quarterback and wide receiver. All right. So I got a couple other things. If there's any other questions, feel free to throw them up there, Rico. I got a couple other things to get to real quick. You know, I'm going to save the Saban thing. That's kind of an evergreen thing, and I'm late on it anyway, so I'm going to save that for next week. But let's get to Coach Gino, the UConn women's basketball coach, probably the greatest women's basketball coach of all time, not only not recruiting, not offering a scholarship, but not even talking to probably the greatest women's basketball player of all time. So greatest women's basketball coach of all time, not even talking to the greatest women's basketball player, at least in college, of all time during recruiting. Now, I read this the other day, but I'm going to read this again. All right. Via Twitter, X, whatever it is, Joe Pompliano, at 12.3 million viewers last night. This was a few days ago. I saved the screenshot. Last night's Iowa-LSU game had more viewers than any women's college basketball game ever. The 2023 NBA Finals, the 2023 World Series, the 2023 Orange Bowl, the 2023 Big Ten Championship. Everybody knew Iowa wasn't going to score in that game, so why watch? The 2023 Cotton Bowl. Does anybody watch bowl games anymore? The 2023 Pac-12 Championship. I'm just going to say last year. Last year's Big 12 Championship. Last year's ACC Championship. Last year's Peach Bowl. Thursday night football games. And every 2023 college football regular season game, barring Ohio State, Michigan. That's pretty impressive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Okay, a lot of that's Kim Mulkey, Angel Reese. A lot of that's Caitlin Clark. Now, this is per Ben Stevens on X. Got it right that time. Caitlin Clark is the only D1 player to post 40 points, 10 assists in an NCAA tournament game ever. She's done it twice. All right, Paige Buckers is the only D1 player to average 25 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks in a 7-game span in the last 25 years. This is building up to the Iowa-UConn women's matchup in the Final Four. UConn is on a 7-0 run. Okay, 7-0 in this run, their last 7 games. A historical Final Four that is coming up. This is a UConn team that's beat up, too. They got like 7 or 6 players out. There's only 7 players they can actually rely on, and a lot of them are freshmen and sophomores. All right, so let's get to Coach Gino and Caitlin. All right, I'm just going to read a lot of this, and I'll offer some thoughts at the end, and we'll wrap up the show. And again, I'm going to save Nick Saban for Monday. UConn was Caitlin Clark's dream school, and yet Coach Gino Auriemma, never reached out to her during her recruiting process. With UConn and Iowa set to square off this Friday in the Final Four, Coach Gino explained his side of the story. For starters, Coach Gino was already committed to Paige Beckers, who was the number one recruit in the entire nation in the 2020 class, so there's good reason there. Okay, Coach said he didn't want to crowd his backcourt and take opportunities away from the girl he was recruiting and he was committed to. She was committed to him, Paige Beckers. He also claims Clark never told him that she wanted to play for the Huskies. Well, there's a lot of kids we didn't recruit, and there's a lot of kids who don't want to come to UConn, he said. Okay, I committed to Paige Beckers very, very early, and it would have been silly for me to say, Paige, hey, listen, we're going to put you in the backcourt, and then I'm going to bring I'm going to try really hard to recruit Caitlin Clark, who's also going to be in the backcourt and a point guard. I don't do it that way. Caitlin is obviously a tremendous player, generational talent, but if Caitlin really wanted to come to UConn, she would have called me and said, Coach, I really want to come to UConn. Neither of us lost out. She made the best decision for her, and it worked out great for us. We made the decision we thought we needed to make. End that quote. Now, I will say this. That's not how recruiting works. Coaches reach out to players. Now, don't worry. Coach Gino comes off very well in this next thing I'm about to read. But that is not how recruiting works. I mean, there are players who send tapes. I think we still use the phrase tapes, but you know what I mean. Tapes out to colleges. Okay. But the overarch, and players will go to camps hoping to get noticed. But it is the coach who comes up and says, we're interested in you when it comes to actually talking. Okay. I don't see a whole lot of players going to coaches' front doors and knocking on their doors and calling their cell phones. Okay. It's the other way around. All right. Now, Orem didn't want to crowd his backcourt and take opportunities away from Paige, who he's already committed to. He also claims Clark never told him that she wanted to play for the Huskies. Just talked about that. I actually just read all that. All right, I'm going to throw that paper away. So here's the next article, all right, that I'm going to read real quick. UConn head coach, I call him Coach Gino, okay, the man who did not offer Clark a chance to play for the Huskies coming out of high school 4 years ago, had nothing but praise for her Monday after his team advanced to face Iowa in the Final Four. So I loved everything Coach Gino had to say other than she didn't tell me she wanted to play for us. The rest of this is phenomenal. Coach Gino spoke at length about Clark's greatness after UConn beat USC 80-73 in the Elite Eight round. Okay. He noted her 41-point performance in the 94-87 victory over LSU on Monday, and he implied he hoped his team would not face her wrath if she indeed was motivated by a vendetta against the Tigers. He said, and I quote, I hope Caitlin Clark had a personal agenda against LSU. End quote. Gino, Coach Gino joked. He said, and I quote, I know there's nothing personal between me or her, so I don't need to be seeing her drop 50 on us this upcoming weekend, you know? End quote, the coach said with a smirk. So I love her, he said. I think she's the best player. Forget I ever said UConn guard. This was interesting to me, too, because he's talking about his own player. He said, forget I ever said UConn guard, Cage Beckers, is the best player in the country. Talking about his own player. Now, maybe he gave her a heads up he was going to say this. Maybe he's trying to motivate her, his own player, talking about. As reporters began to laugh out loud, Coach Gino concluded of Clark, and I underline this, I think she's the best player of all time. I don't know whoever said that I said that Paige, his own player, is the best player in the country, he concluded. Now, I thought that was interesting because why do you need to say she's the best player in the country? Okay, because your own players are going to hear what you have to say. And then he specifically compared, and there's a reason for Paige and Caitlin to be compared, but he specifically said, it's not my own player, it's the player she's going to play against. I thought that was interesting. Now, this dude has won so many titles, won so many basketball games, knows so much more about that sport. I mean, he could forget everything he's ever known and probably still know more than me. Yeah, that doesn't make sense, but you understand what I'm saying. My point is simply this. My point is I find it interesting because I feel that he would say that. I feel like he's trying to calm the beast of not pissing off Caitlin Clark, yet motivate his own player, who's obviously very, very good and talented in her own right. And that just made that matchup between UConn and Iowa even that much more intriguing for me. I got to be honest with you. We got the men's. I don't know what I'm going to do this weekend. We got the men's Final Four. We got the women's Final Four. We got WrestleMania Night 1 with Roman Reigns and The Rock against Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins, that walking clown emoji. And then Night 2, it's Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes. Is he going to finish the story? Is he not? I don't really care. I just want to see how many times The Rock interferes in the match and who else comes down, because it's going to be bloodline rules. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, how shame on you for not watching and following what The Rock's been doing in WWE lately. I know it's predetermined, but so is the movie you're going to watch this weekend. All right, ladies and gentlemen, have a great weekend. Until next time, go Big Red, and always remember to throw the buzz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.